This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 30 people have been killed by wildfires that are sweeping through U.S. West Coast states. According to officials, fires have been raging in Oregon, California, and Washington for 3 weeks, burning millions of acres of land and destroying thousands of homes, forcing tens of thousands of people to flee. Former British Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair spoke out against Brexit on Sunday in an article in the Sunday Times newspaper. Major and Blair urged lawmakers to reject government plans to override the Brexit deal with the European Union. The two former prime ministers say it imperils the Northern Ireland peace agreement and damages Britain's reputation. The planned legislation, which will be debated by British lawmakers this week, has led to a furious outcry within the EU, as it would diminish the bloc's previously agreed oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland if a UK-EU trade agreement isn't secured. The British government has admitted that the legislation would break international law, but argues it's an insurance policy in the event a trade deal with the EU is not secured by the end of the year. A U.S. Marine convicted in the Philippines of killing a transgender woman was released from prison Sunday after receiving a pardon from President Rodrigo Duterte. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton served about half of his 10-year sentence for killing Jennifer Lauda in 2014 in a Philippine motel after discovering she was a transgender woman. Pemberton boarded a military aircraft Sunday morning for his flight back to the United States. In a statement, he said he had spent much time contemplating the many errors of his ways and expressed his most sincere sympathy to Lauda's family. This is VOA News.